welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, go to pcapainted.org. In today's podcast, we feature an episode from Map to a Million with Brandon Vaughn. In this episode, Brandon sets the standard for hiring in his new company. Learn why everything from offer letters to asking the right questions to every candidate is important to becoming a million-dollar service business. The entire season is streaming ad-free on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all you non-members out there, sign up for our free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the Apple Store and Google Play.
It has been a busy couple of weeks. Today is a very special day because we have something really cool that's happening. But let me catch you up to speed with what's happened the last couple of weeks. We flew to Arizona and we got training from a manufacturer. I mean, like, we actually have a somewhat of a good idea on how to do these services. We've also done a couple of jobs, and we're going to do a deep dive on not only how we got that training, but also how we got a couple of our first jobs. We've been working out of Tanner and Jackson's trucks. It has been crazy. We've been renting some equipment. There's still a lot of things that we have to do to kind of get set up, but today's extra special because we get to go buy our first official van.
Nice.
So we're going to talk about some of the other stuff that we did in the last couple weeks over the next couple episodes, but today, let's just go car shopping or van shopping. We're going to go there. We're going to pick out exactly what van we want. And our good friends over at Gresham Ford have set aside a really nice van that we're going to go take a look at. So I'm going to go meet Tanner and Jackson at the dealership. Let's roll, baby. So one of the things that we did with my service business before is we had 24 service vehicles. And we kind of, after doing several years of doing the buying and the loan and the traditional ownership route, we decided to go the leasing route. So that's actually what I'm going to be doing this time around. And there's lots of benefits for doing leasing over buying. With leasing, you can get a vehicle, and rather than it actually appear on your balance sheet as, like, you know, this liability against your company and this big debt burden, you can expense it straight on your profit and loss. So if in a typical month, this van is going to be producing, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 a month, you know, a $750 monthly payment is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket compared to all the labor and that side of it on the payroll side. It's huge. So we're going to go to Ford. We're going to take a look at some vans. We're going to see what kind of good lease deals we might be able to get. But it saves that precious startup capital that we have for marketing, and that's what we really want to focus on. So don't go anywhere. Let's check it out. Give Tanner a call, he should be here too. Yeah, so we have
grinders.
So Jack, we're gonna have to put, like, yeah, a ramp in here.
Mm-hmm. We have to ramp here, it might be more about the grinders and vacuums up there, but I'm just scared you stop too quick.
So one of the things that we've been, you know, looking at with this is when you get the vehicles, always have them set up exactly the same. Because no matter if, you know, one crew comes over to a different vehicle, like, they're all set up exactly the same. So we want to make sure that, you know, we blueprint it. One of the coolest things was one of my operations manager back at All Clean, he was ex-military. And one of the first things he said when he came on as operations manager is he said, "I want to see the load plans for all the trucks." And I'm like, "I don't have any load plans. What's a load plan?" He's like, "You know, in the Hummers and in those, you know, in the military vehicles, they have like blueprints from the top down showing where everything's stored, how everything fits in. So that's in essence kind of what we're doing with these vans, is trying to put a load plan together where we'd say, okay, this is how, well, this is where we'll store this bit of equipment, these supplies, the grinder, all the tools and everything. So we still got some Tetris to play, get everything all put together. So you gotta do this. Right now, like, stop kicking my van. Yeah, it's almost there. Okay, so we doing this thing?
Oh yeah, I think
so. Any questions at all? I've got it.
I don't think so.
The only question mark I have is the vacuum that we've got.
Would not be good to get the van and find out that it doesn't fit all of our equipment in there. So we're gonna do a quick dimension check to make sure that it's still.
We've checked everything but this. This is the last.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea to do that before we sign on it.
Yeah, it looks like, it's like 55 inches we got.
All right. We're looking at about 55 inches, boys. Yes, we're clear.
55
inches? It looks like 55. The door, back door is locked, so from the bottom of the door to the top of the door was 55 inches.
55. And it won't fit.
No, we're looking at 50 inches for that vacuum. Wasn't it?
60.
Was it 60?
Yeah, it was 5 foot.
Oh, boy.
This is pretty, it's actually locked. It's short. It's higher than.
Yeah, 55 inches.
I just looked it up in here.
Not good. Okay, so Steve, tough questions then. Do you have all-wheel drive mid roof, or are we like back at the drawing board with all this stuff then?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, so. Fun stuff, right? We literally have the van completely ready to go. We're sitting down, getting ready to sign everything. And we just had, Tanner has like this aha moment where he's like, I wonder if the vacuums will fit inside. What's the height of these vans? Because we knew that the grinders would fit, but we just didn't even think about the vacuums. Again, we don't have this equipment here. We're just getting everything all like set up. So I'm out like pulling my phone up, like looking through and scrolling through. We look at the van height. And we look at the vacuum height, it's too short. So we have to go with a taller van size. And the problem with this is that inventory is so ridiculously low right now. There's literally one mid-size van height van that's like or anywhere around. So we're gonna have to pivot. We're gonna buy this van instead. All the paperwork and everything that he has printed out. He has like 60 pieces of paper that he printed out with like highlighted where we're gonna be signing. It's all gonna be shredded and we're gonna get this new van instead. So little pivot, a little bit stressful, but I think we're good to go. And actually gut check wise, I think it's probably the better choice in general with this. So thank goodness, let's just get this thing over with. So we wouldn't need to go through all the requalification steps with it if we just adjusted that, would we?
I don't think it would make that big a difference.
Oh, dude.
What do you guys think?
100%.
Is it a no-brainer?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
All right, Steve. Yeah. We're pivoting.
Okay.
Can we take that one?
You know?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we got more side room for our beautiful wrap that's going to go out here.
Here you go, Jack. Here's your new van. I am exhausted, but we got the van. There was a lot of crazy things that happened today. Like when we found out that we had almost bought the wrong van, yeah, that could have been bad. And we had to completely redo all the paperwork, but that's behind us now. The guys are super pumped up. They're super excited. No more having to drive around the trucks and just like loading equipment up in the back. And we can finally start getting some good equipment and getting things going. A lot has happened in this last week, and I'm excited to share all the footage of everything that's happened. But you know what you got to do. Make sure that you click the like button, hit subscribe, ring that bell for notifications so you never miss a MAPS episode. And don't forget to join the MAPS Mastery group and make sure that you check out that link below. Thank you to all the MAPS Mastery members that are supporting this channel. Guys, gals, I couldn't do it without you. So thank you so much for coming along this crazy journey of MAP to a Million. See you in the next one.
Paint Ed podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and is made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.